Hello, my brothers and sisters. I thank you all so much for listening to the poetry that Knowledge the Wordsmith is graciously sharing with all of us. And he really has gone deep into the history of Quaxination. And for that, I really appreciate him because of his contributions to humanity. And he's inspired me to start writing again because I've taken kind of a long hiatus, just being so preoccupied with things that are happening in my life. But I feel it's really important that I start writing again because that was one of my mother's last final wishes for me. She said, "Angie, don't ever stop writing." She said that like a month before she passed. And those words have always echoed in my mind. And I have a lot to share. So I will be sharing my poetry this next year, and hopefully before the end of this year as well. But I hope you... I'll just say, with this next session of this recording that you're going to hear, I did do it when I was a bit tired, so I might have rambled on. And that's why I didn't publish it right away. I was going to edit it. But I figure people need the information. So I'm just going to go ahead and publish it. And I hope you appreciate the knowledge that I'm sharing. And it comes from physicians, lawyers, scientists, historians that were censored during all of this stuff. And it was a lot of information to put together, the evidence of crimes against humanity. And it's basically a photo album full of videos, pictures, and patents and documents and undeniable evidence. So click on the link that's posted up at the top when you open it up. And when you, when you open this podcast, and you can follow along with me. And I know I didn't go through all of it, but I went through quite a bit of it. And it just breaks it all down about the whole thing about the contagion that never was, the fraudulent testing procedure, and so much more. And it really exposes the fraud. And this has been the biggest psychological operation in history. And this is the evidence of it. So preserve it, share it, re-upload what you can, save what you can, and just hold on to this evidence because they're going to try to bury it. But I don't think they can because it's everywhere. And a lot of people, it's gone viral, and thousands of people have seen this and shared this and just continue sending it out and looking at it and reading and learning and researching. Do your due diligence. Double check everything. It's not coming from me. It's coming from people that are far more advanced than I am in certain areas. And I thank you all for being a part of the worldwide wake up. It's really up to us to let others know because everything has been hidden and censored and silenced and banned and deleted. So it's really up to you and I to get the word out. Thank you. I created a very extensive photo and video album titled Irrefutable Evidence of Crimes Against Humanity. And I just want to briefly go over it, because in case it gets deleted, I'm backing it up, printing out what I can, and storing videos, uploading them on several platforms. Also, this album has gone viral, and I've advised everyone to do the same, because this information is crucial to preserving humanity and saving lives. So I'm going to start with the Agenda 2030, New World Order, 17 Sustainable Development Depopulation Agenda Goals. Number 1 is the welfare dependence. Number two is the GMO Codex Alimentarius food program. Number three, forced vaccinations. Number four, mass indoctrination with the educational system. Number five, destroy the family unit. Number six, water rationing. Number seven, smart grid surveillance. Number eight, no property rights. Number nine, slave labor. Number 10, communism. Number 11, prison-like cities. Number 12, one currency. Number 13, energy rationing. Number 14, control wildlife. 15, control resources. 16, perpetual war. 17, one world government. These are the sustainable development goals for the New World Order. Agenda 2030, Build Back Better, which they've changed the name, I heard, with the Biden administration at least. But every single world leader, well, most of them, there were a few that were non-compliant. Many have been assassinated that refused to go along with this program, with the COVID-19 protocols. This is the COVID-19 roadmap, number 1 through 12, and I'm just going to go over the, you can look at the details on the album because it's quite extensive. Number one, create a problem. Number two, provoke a terrified reaction. Number three, impose lockdowns. Four, exaggerate cases. Five, mandate face masks. Six, impose contact tracing. Seven, impose health passport ID systems. 8, roll out 5G microwave networks. 9, mandatory vaccinations. 10, cashless economy. 11, compel RFID microchip implants. 12, arrive at the totalitarian New World Order. This is why we need to continue to stand up for freedom. The smoking gun, where is the coronavirus? The CDC says it isn't available. The document was titled CDC 2019 Novel Coronavirus. Real-time RT-PCR diagnostic panel dated July 13th, 2020. Buried deep in the document on page 39. I think it's now on page 40. Last I checked, they moved it around a little bit. In a section titled Performance Characteristics, we have this. Since no quantified virus isolates of the 2019 ENCOV are currently available, assays, diagnostic tests designed for detection of the 2019 ENCOV RNA were tested with characterized stocks of in vitro transcribed full-length RNA. The key phrase there is, since no quantified virus isolates of the 2019 ENCOV are currently available. This is a report by John Rappaport. And there's more to it. I'm just doing a brief summary of these documents and things. Also, the UK government Office for Science admitted no proof of isolated COVID-19 virus. Also, if you look up the case of Patrick King versus Alberta, Canada, same scenario, and he won his case because they could not produce proof of an isolated pathogen contagion, otherwise known as ENCOV or SARS-CoV-2 or whatever they want to call it. It's got many names. No quantified virus isolates of the 2019 ENCOV are currently available from the July 2020 bulletin from the CDC on PCR testing of the coronavirus, page 39 or page 40. And I've got the printouts there. The COVID-19 vaccine, luciferase enzyme, main goals, slavery system, bioluminescence, verification light, verify successful transfection, verify successful gene modification, assigns you a barcode ID number, ID 2020, essential for blockchain cryptocurrency, a DARPA hydrogel, main goals, nanotechnology, builds a pre-designed structure that attaches to your tissue, bonds to your central nervous system, connecting you to AI, creates an internal body monitoring system 24/7, allows the upload, download of information, feelings, thoughts. mRNA vaccine, main goals, control human life, transfection, allows them to create numerous different viruses within your body, allows them to genetically modify you, making you no longer human, while you'll be considered a GMO human, enables the ability to control how you die, and when you die, example, they would be able to create numerous tumors, cancer cells, viruses, etc., all inside your body. Nanotechnology is in the vaccines. No, this is not a conspiracy theory. It's medically documented. Rest in peace, Dr. Andreas Nowak, this German chemist, carbon expert, was unlawfully arrested during a live stream. He died late November of 2021 under suspicious circumstances after warning humanity about the effects of graphene oxide, which has been confirmed to be in the jabs, masks, and tests by the Quinta Columna Lab in Spain, Dr. Ricardo Delgado Martin, and Dr. Pablo Compra Madrid. And there's a 20 or 17 minute video of him speaking about it. The graphene oxide, also the lab report by Dr. Pablo Compra Madrid. Graphene oxide detection in aqueous suspension. More videos of Dr. Ricardo Delgado speaking. Also, Stu Peters interviewing Dr. Ricardo Delgado. Leigh Dundas, attorney, human rights attorney, working with attorney Thomas Rentz regarding the whistleblowers of the VAERS system and the true data of deaths, the reported data, which is a very low percentage, by the way, on the VAERS system, that is, compared to the real numbers. But they even hid that info, so they have the whistleblowers coming out with the real information, the real data. They met with the senators, and this is a video of Dr. Pablo Compra. Okay, and this is more information about Dr. Andreas Nowak, about his untimely death. Informed consent given to a 5-year-old child. I posted it on YouTube, of course. They removed it and gave me a strike for it, even though it was all factual information, and didn't even cover the recent Pfizer data that's been revealed as far as the 9 pages of side effects that they tried to keep hidden for 75 years, but the judge ordered them to release it within a few months. Now that's out. So that's going to be a whole nother podcast that we need to go over. The Bill Gates wanted poster for crimes against humanity, listing all of his crimes, which is a long list. Event 201 information. Let me back up here. And I've gone over pretty much everything that's in this album, but I'm just doing it one more time. Dr. Fauci, 40 years of death. Dr. Robert E. Wilner testified that Dr. Fauci is guilty of genocide during the 1980s. There's a video on that. Also, a timeline for everything that he's done since 1980. And that's something everyone can look at. This is just me, so that in case I need to redo this, I'll have a point of reference. Bacterial pneumonia being the number one cause of death during the Spanish flu, caused by masks. Dr. Fauci wrote a paper on it. The dangers of masks. Okay, information from Kerry Mullis, inventor of the PCR. Dr. Mike Eden, former vice president and chief scientist of Pfizer. And Dr. Robert Malone, inventor of the mRNA technology. The former FDA employees that now work for big pharma companies, otherwise known as big pharma companies, that's listed. Kerry B. Mullis videos. And information about him, the inventor of the PCR, what he said. in regarding to the PCR not being able to diagnose harms of the test, the ferric rippers on the nasal swabs, and the information I have on this album is super extensive, so I'm just doing a short list here. Dr. Jose Luis Walter, regarding the graphene found on the swabs, masks, and the harms of the testing method that they've been using. PCR, the COVID-19 project planned by the World Bank until 2025. Here's the official document. Dr. Was it Pierre Gordon, I believe? I have to look at his name again. Regarding the contamination of the bloodstreams of mankind, this is a 1995 speech. Crystals in the bloodstream, the mRNA vaccine under the microscope, and it looks like crystals. Evidence that the pandemic was planned, the 2015 Rothschild patent for the COVID test, president of Tanzania, mysterious death after testing the PCR, and basically telling the WHO and all of them to get lost, all the other African leaders that died mysteriously for doing the same thing, Leigh Dundas' testimony, the COVID jab, they skipped all the animal trials because all the animals were dying, went directly to people. That was discussed at the Texas State Senate, May of 2021. Dr. David Martin regarding the patents, Dr. Stefan Lanka, Dr. Pelveski regarding the aluminum in the vaccines and the nanotech going to the brain, Dr. Thomas Cohen and Dr. Rudolf Steiner, the patent for the graphene oxide in the vaccine, the actual patent out of China, or this was, let's see, the application filed by the Shanghai National Engineering Research Center for Nanotechnology. The invention belongs to the field of nanomaterials and biomedicine and relates to a vaccine, in particular to development of 2019 nCoV coronavirus nuclear recombinant nanovaccine. The invention also compromises a preparation method of the vaccine and application of the vaccine in animal experiments. The new corona vaccine contains graphene oxide, carnosine, CpG, and new coronavirus RBD, binding carnosine, CpG, and neo-coronavirus RBD on the backbone of graphene oxide and some other things. And the application CNTOTO11031367.1A for anybody that wants to look that up. Karen Kingston, interview on the Stu Peters Show, inventor, the patents by Richard A. Rothschild, regarding the system and method for testing for COVID-19, the VAIDS information, vaccine-acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, the BBC broadcast of HIV being used as a clamp for the spike protein. They actually aired it on mainstream television. So I have that clip in there. Nobel Prize-winning virologist Dr. Luc Montagnier said, for those of you who have taken the third dose, go ahead and take a test for AIDS. The result may surprise you. Then sue your government. Before he died, He also confirmed there's no chance of survival for people who have received any form of the vaccine. In the shocking interview, the world's leading virologist stated bluntly, there's no hope, and I always believe there's hope, but this is his words. There's no hope and no possible treatment for those who have already been vaccinated. We must be prepared to cremate the bodies. The scientific genius backed up the claims of other eminent virologists after studying the ingredients of the vaccine. They will all die from antibody-dependent enhancement. That is all that can be said. We've got all these HIV-like mutations happening in all these different countries and things. So there's that collab of articles. And then all these HIV scientists mysteriously died. Also, I heard that a whole bunch of them died on a plane wreck. They were on the same plane. I think it was going to or coming from Malaysia or something. There was like, I don't know how many, countless AIDS experts on the plane, and down it went. Attorney Kelly Sorrell tweeted, it's AIDS. They're giving people AIDS. I'm on an international Zoom call with pathologists and doctors. We are in serious trouble. Immune systems are being obliterated. Another naturopath basically confirmed that and explained how each booster depletes the immune system more and more. Dr. Carrie Madage, who went into the whole transhumanism agenda. Mr. Petrovsky. Told the Australian the problem with the use of HIV was clear in the hamster and mouse data, but his advice was ignored. He said the early data suggested the vaccine itself was quite unstable. So COVID spike proteins, like most surface viral proteins, are fairly unstable. To ensure that the vaccine induced the right immune response, the clamp chosen comprises two fragments of a protein found in HIV, as those fragments provided the greatest stability to the vaccine. So I tweeted this because this was actually what was broadcast on BBC Network and Twitter. That was the only tweet that they ever deemed as misinformation on my account, which was interesting since mainstream media had reported the same exact thing. Also, information about 5G by Joe Imbriano and Dr. Martin Paul. 5GDangers.com is Joe Imbriano's website. His quote is, 5G is a war on oxygen, a war on iodine, a war on iron, a war on hemoglobin, and we're on the central nervous system that will cause illness that will be blamed on a fake virus to force vaccinations, just as I described 2 years ago, because he's been warning years ahead of time. Also, how to hardwire your laptop or tablet. The high-powered LED street lamps will damage your retina and destroy sleep, suppressing melatonin production. They're also part of this monthly agenda. And they have the 5G antennas on them, some of them. They get the permits. Woman here noticed that they can... Okay, I'm forgetting the luciferase, how it glows under the black lights. Quotes by Dr. Stefan Lanka. Doctor out of Italy, what is his name? I cannot remember right now. I've got him uploaded on my other channels. Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, Dr. a German pathologist, Professor Peter Schirmacher. He's world renowned. Vaccine autopsy data is shocking and being censored. He's finding all the clots in everybody. Who is this? This is Rainier Fielmich, the attorney with the huge case. You can see that on Odyssey. Also, look under my Odyssey channel. We do not consent. I have re-uploaded several videos on there, and I'm still doing that because that's a good alternative for censored platforms. Dr. Brooks, I believe his name, spoke on this. I've got a few like mini documentaries here that are really informative. Germ theory versus terrain theory. The microbe is nothing, the terrain is everything. Quotes by Antoine Beauchamp. More on Bill Gates and everything that he's involved with. The mosquitoes. Oxytech weaponized mosquitoes. Ingredients here. Let's see. The lipid nanoparticles. The SPARS scamdemic 2025 through 2028. Look up SPARS in 2009. WHO and Big Pharma changed the pandemic definition. Look that up. Here's some more patents. And those are all this neurologist, world-renowned Margarita Gries-Bresson, warns masks cause oxygen deprivation and permanent neurological damage, especially in the developing brains of children, because they need abundant oxygen since their brains are still growing. So parents, keep that in mind, please unmask the children. Masks cause bacterial pneumonia and permanent brain damage to children. They cause cancer. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of information here about masks, bacterial pneumonia. I podcasted on this extensively in the past. Your lungs are excretory organs. You should never block or rebreathe what you exhale. Carbon dioxide toxicity going into your body that way. Little girls spoke out to the school board, and that was a really touching video. Fortunately, that was taken down too. YouTube, of course. Chris Sky. Nuremberg Code information. Nanoworms in the masks. Confirmed and seen. There's footage here that people can view. The magnetism of the quaxinated is what I call it. registered head nurse. Okay, this nurse also talks about how the tests lead to dangerous respiratory COVID-like symptoms and falsely spiked case counts. What was this? Beer being tested and it came back positive. Dolores Cahill, amazing woman. More about Bill Gates. Activist, anti-GMO mosquito activist, mysteriously died while fighting against Bill Gates. Oxytech mosquito droppings in Florida. And there's info about that. You can look up her name, Myla DeMeyer, M-I-L-A-D-E-M-I-E-R. Oh, more a lot about Bill Gates and the projects he's involved with, DARPA hydrogel and all that. Rothschild patenting COVID-19 biometric tests in 2015 and 2017. More about Carrie Mandage, the Internet of Bodies, attorney Thomas Rentz, whistleblowers. About the VAERS data, the disabled people getting quaxinated against their will. They're saying no, they're crying, they're upset, and people are doing it anyway. It's called Operation Homebound, I believe. Depopulation agenda, whistleblower Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger, Dr. Ryan Cole, pathologist speaking out about the spike protein. Professor Dolores Cahill, the vaccine will likely kill by cytokine storm. She talks about it, the mRNA side effects. vaccine injured people. Attorney Anna DeBussier, who I love, by the way, she's amazing, out of the UK. Footage of her. And the case number, Crimes Against Humanity. COVID-19 vaccines are now under criminal investigation with the Hammersmith Police Station, CID. Their case number is 602-9679-21. So that's the case number. Funeral industry workers speaking out about all the deaths after the vaccine rollout. Nurse whistleblowers speaking out about what's really going on in the hospitals. The Pfizer has added this drug to treat cardiac arrest to the vax for children. It's called tramathamine. T-R-O-M-E-T-H-A-M-I-N-E. Look that up. The FDA asked the federal judge to grant it until the year 2076 to fully release Pfizer's COVID-19 data. However, it's been released. The judge denied their request. There's 9 full pages of side effects everybody needs to look through. And I'm going to add that to this album as well. Woman speaking on Agenda 2030. Another nurse whistleblower. Rainier Feilmich speaking. All these documents here. Dr. David Martin. Dr. Lee Merritt. Dr. Mike Eden, former chief of Pfizer, chief scientist of Pfizer, speaking out, basically saying this is premeditated mass murder, his words. Activist, graphene oxide, another brilliant man speaking, don't remember his name. The textbook definition of coronavirus, common cold. Some informative memes. The 10 stages of genocide. Depopulation agendas. Memes. How to build natural immunity. The fee schedule for doctors that diagnose death as COVID-19. And what they get paid if they use a ventilator. 60 gigahertz information, installers of this new technology on video, more about 5G, Henry Kissinger saying once the herd accepts, this was in 2009, a speech to the World Health Organization Council on Eugenics, once the herd accepts mandatory forcible vaccination, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donation for the greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. Control sheep minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions. And many of you in this room today are investors. It's a big win-win. We thin out the herd and the herd pays us for providing extermination services. Now what's for lunch, huh? That's from Dr. The same man, the Pope, whose hands the Pope kissed, along with two other Soros. Okay. Information about the Spanish flu. Elites confronted. New World Order, the Rockefeller, how they founded modern medicine, killed natural cures. Trudeau talking about Agenda 2030, Build Back Better, Agenda 21 explained, Operation Lockstep from the Rockefeller Playbook, New World Order, this is information about that by Ralph Epperson, abortion drugs discovered in Bill Gates' vaccines, the G7, nobody was, they really played it up for the camera, but in reality, only the servants were wearing masks there. So get that footage. Carrie B. Mullis, Luciferase, information about that. videos that I put together on TikTok that are kind of informative. And the Christopher Cole, FDA executive officer, basically on hidden camera saying Biden wants to inoculate as many as possible, and going into that. Smart meters, Monsanto, GMO, farmer, whistleblower, NASA info, NASAfraud.com. Why are holistic doctors being killed? Since, and then also the microbiologists have been murdered or died under suspicious circumstances, many of them. And Dr. Fauci's MIA, nobody's seen him lately. Chemtrail whistleblower Kristen Megan talked about her work in the military, which she witnessed regarding chemtrails. That video is really good for anybody that doesn't believe that chemtrails are real to watch. It will change your mind. Jimmy Levy and High Res, This Is a War, that's one of their music videos. I also like God Over Government, graphene oxide at La Quinta Columna, and the lab results. Leland, what was his name? Leland Lewis is the one that crashed his phone the same day he received his second Moderna COVID-19 vaccine and died. The Strucker Memorandum. Robert Strucker. Look him up. More about Fauci with the whole AIDS sham. Rose Corey, before she died, talking about Agenda 2030. Another whistleblower found dead, Dr. Domenico Biscardi, exposed graphene nanoparticles, quantum dots, by evaporating a vial of COVID vaccine. Next thing you know, he was found dead in his home. How long was this? Oh, this was this year, I believe. Very recent. He was just about to he was about to appear before the European Parliament with his findings at the end of January, but is now deceased due to unknown causes, although the media is attributing it to a probable heart attack. The president of the European Parliament, David Sassoli, who Domenico Biscardi was to appear in front of, has also died within the same time frame. Okay. So that's pretty crazy. Also, two nanotech researchers in Vancouver, Canada, died very recently as well. Mysteriously, in their car, were shot and killed. Two young ladies. A lot going on. Fluoride info. Also, I added some information here from the Russian Federation regarding these biolabs in Ukraine, where apparently they were doing gain-of-function type research. So you need to listen to those videos as well, which of course the U.S. denies, but this is what they're saying. So listen to that. And, 34 minutes, wow. So 35 minute brief. And that I didn't even cover the in-depth documents and things, but I just wanted to have at least something preserved in regards to that, just in case it disappears. So I'm going to link it to the podcast.